No, I'm joking. I'm not really going to record myself making a cup of tea again. Goodness me, what do you think? Who do you think I am? Hello, hello, my imaginary friends. It's Simon here. It's the 3rd of February, or February, as they like to call it now. Yes, that was just a little test to wheedle out the people that aren't really interested in what I do on Audio Booze. So they'll just think I've done another 7 minute or 8 minute or whatever it's going to be boo of me recording making tea. So you, congratulations, you listener who actually had the patience or couldn't get to the skip button in time. I'm actually going to talk to you today. Okay, right. I've just caught up and listened to all of my February boos. Very interesting to hear what everyone had to say. The topic, the suggested topic, not a mandatory topic, but the suggested topic for the day was, what did you want to... I don't know who suggested these topics. I don't know whether it was Jonathan Sawyer or whether it's Kate Arkless Gray, but... somebody has come up with some suggested topics which people are using as their inspiration or not for their booze, which is fabulous. And it's a very interesting question. The question of it's an interesting question. Interesting that somebody has raised this question and what their perception is of why they think it would be an interesting question for people, and it's very interesting the way that it's been phrased. But it seems to be around about something about what did you want to be when you were growing up, and did you manage to do it, or something like that. And so I've been very interested in listening to everyone's answers, I was very interested how most people that I heard were focused on their job, what job they wanted to do, and then what job they ended up doing, which in some cases, pretty much in most cases, looks like it's a very interesting question when you're a kid. Somebody mentioned that, you know, when you were a kid, you get asked this by adults all the time and you have to have an answer ready. And I think it's a really good question to ask a kid, because it kind of, you find out what sort of, what they're good at, what they like doing, you know, it's a very interesting question. But to ask somebody who's in the middle of their life, like most of the people on Audio Boo in February, are in the sort of the middle of their life, I don't know, I'm not sure, it's such a... such a fabulous question, because for most people, you know, when you're a kid, you want to be something, you know, there's some extreme profession that, like wanting to be an astronaut or a fighter pilot or whatever. But 99% of the people in the world will not end up being one of those extreme professions, or, you know, professional golfer was another one I heard. It's kind of a bit depressing if people just say, well, yeah, I wanted to do this, but I ended up not doing that and I did something else instead. I just find it a really interesting question. I'm listening away and thinking, oh, well, it's a shame that everyone's talking about their professional life only, and that, you know, some people talked about how their aspirations turned into their hobby rather than their profession, which is great. But I was thinking, but there's more to people's life than just what they do as their job. But I was saved in the end by McColgan, McColgan, your boo was good as well. Congratulations on the electrical engineering career. Sounds like it was really good. Paul O'Mahony said, I wanted to be loved. And that's what I was thinking. Well, that's a better answer for someone in the middle of their life. as because for me, yeah, when I was a kid, I was that, you know, I was fiddling around with doing things and drawing things and I was quite good at. Well, I'm sorry. The feedback I got from my parents was that I was good at drawing, and so therefore I tried harder on my drawing and my art, because it would make my parents happy and that would give me love. And of course I didn't realise that's what was happening at the time. I just thought, okay, well, I'm good at drawing, I get good feedback from my drawing, so I shall learn, I shall find a career in that. But I can see now, in retrospect, it was about wanting to be loved. And okay, so, but you know, my choices at school and my choices at university and all that stuff were all geared towards that particular profession, which was to do with the drawing. And you know, and when I got to university, and when I was a stroppy teenager and all that sort of thing, I got into my music as all stroppy teenagers do. Pretty much without, almost without exception, you know, I wanted to. I was really into my music, and then I thought, okay, well, the way to be loved is to be a pop star, and to go up, and everyone will adore you. And so again, you know, it was all about just wanting to be loved. And as life has rolled on, well, particularly, I sort of kind of continued on that path of, you know, wanting to be good at drawing and wanting to follow that profession and wanting to be a designer or whatever, and until I met Jana, and then finally there was the love, and that completely changed my outlook over the course of a couple of years, and my focus then turned completely around to providing and being a provider, and from that point on, I've just you know, basically follow the money, and you know, I'm not saying I've got a lot of money. Please don't think that's what I'm trying to say, but in my work career, I've been focused on whatever option is available to me, which pays the best. That's what I'll go for. You know, within legal limits, of course. But to me, as someone, you know, fast approaching a midlife crisis, that is all very well aligned to the actual goal, which is to be loved and to love. So I was really happy when Paul Omani talked about that subject. And took that particular spin on this particular subject. So yeah, there you go. There's my thoughts in that section. But yes, so thank you to everybody who's talked about this particular question. Whether it's a very good question or not, you know, I think I've made that clear. But I really appreciate all the answers that people have given, because I think it's been interesting. And sorry, I'm replying. I'm the day after, aren't I? But there you go. Now, for anybody who hasn't heard me before, I just want to, you know, particularly the people that are doing February and haven't done things like Napod Pomo in the past, and haven't been listening to me for all the times that I've done Napod Pomo. Napod Pomo is a very similar thing to February, but it happens in November. And it's been going. It's happened for 5 years so far. But apart from that, it's the same. And the name's not as good. February is a much better name, because nobody can remember how to say Napod Pomo. Well, apart from me, obviously. And Jennifer Navarrete, but nobody can remember how to say Jennifer Navarrete either. And she's the one that came up with the Napod Pomo idea. But anyway, for the people that haven't participated in Napod Pomo, here are some tips if you're going to do February. Some terminology just to help you explain what's happened. So I've obviously got behind. I've only just finished listening to my February 2nd booze, So I got behind all my booze and didn't want to respond. That's called Pawari syndrome, because there's a good friend of mine called Pawari on Audio Boo who always often ends up in that situation. That's called Pawari syndrome, when you get behind on your listening and then you can't speak because you want to listen to everyone else first. That's Pawari syndrome. Another syndrome that's worth knowing is AHT syndrome. That's named after Andrew Harbert Taylor, who's an Audio Boo person, T_NorthernBloke, I think. Well, that might be his Twitter handle. But that's what happens when you record a boo on the iPhone app, iOS app, and you forget to upload it, and it sits there on your iOS device for a period of time, maybe a day or two, and then eventually gets uploaded completely out of sync. That's AHT syndrome. So I hope that's helpful. And the last syndrome I know about is named after me, SM2N syndrome. And that is the syndrome of when you're fast approaching midnight and you haven't recorded your daily boo and you know you've got to do it and you've got to squeeze it in just before the midnight deadline. And then, of course, the audio boo servers get completely overwhelmed because everyone's trying to squeeze their boo in just before midnight. So the traffic is very high at that time. That's SM2N syndrome. So hope that helps, and thank you very much for listening to me for all this extended length of time. So thank you. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Toodle-boo. Oh, I forgot to say, and very happy birthday, very happy 40th birthday to Mr. Documentally.